Great morning, everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of Thank God for Monday. I'm Brother Greg Cellini of the Franciscan Brothers of Brooklyn and the Office of Mission Ministry Interfaith Dialogue at St. Francis College in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. My great pleasure to be back with you again today. The purpose of our show, Thank God for Monday, is to inspire you, our audience, to take personal responsibility for your professional satisfaction. We want to provide you hope, healing, and peace in these unprecedented, turbulent, uncertain times, motivate you to search deep inside yourself in the quest for fulfillment. Listeners, it's really up to you as how to utilize the information we provide today, take full accountability for the decisions you make, and the resulting outcomes. And one of the goals of our show, Thank God for Monday, is to introduce role models of people who take very bold steps in their work lives. This is the end of a very special month, March, which is designated as Women's History Month. And as such, we are honored today to have with us a very, very special guest. Her name is Cheryl Mosey. Cheryl is the founder and chief executive officer of Minky Blue, a fashion accessories company she started to help alleviate the burden that working women and mothers have carrying so many bags. With not one but two engineering degrees under her belt, she created a patent organizational bag that is fashionable for busy women whose roles change throughout the day. Listeners, get a load of this. Today, Minky Blue designs are sold nationwide, including places such as the Four Seasons Orlando, Ritz-Carlton Amelia Island, and Carnival Cruises. Great morning and welcome to Thank God for Monday, Jerome.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much, Greg. You really took my energy way up there. Thank you for that introduction. That was wonderful.
Well, that's the least we can do. Thank you for getting up extra early to be with us today. We've only got 30 minutes. We're going to jump right into the deep end of the pool, if that's okay. Kindly share with the listeners and me from where you're speaking this morning.
I'm in Philly, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, so that's where I am, not too far
Oh,
from you.
absolutely. The city of brotherly love, quickly becoming a city of champions. That's for sure. We would love on Thank God for Monday when our guests come, they share a little bit about their background, certainly. So kindly share us, tell us a little bit about where you grew up and how you grew up as well, Cheryl, please.
Sure. So I grew up in Baltimore, Maryland, in the inner city of Baltimore there. And I had two brothers and a sister and a single mom. And growing up, I was always the tinkerer. We didn't have what my kids have now, to the bed, TV in every bedroom. There was one TV that we shared as kids, and then my mom had the TV, but our TV was always broken, and I was the one that was the tinkerer, putting things together,
Oh.
wires, and the back in the day, the antennas, break. You probably remember this, maybe not.
Sure, absolutely.
So I was always putting aluminum foil on things and just trying to fix things. When I was younger. And so I was that child that was inquisitive about how things worked. And so, yeah, but it was difficult growing up with my siblings in a single mom household. So,
Sure.
yeah, it wasn't easy. But
Wow.
I was a happy kid. I didn't know we were poor, never knew we were poor, because we were just, my mother showered us with love, and we just had a great childhood.
Ah, that's absolutely so awesome, certainly. Now, very, very curious. From Baltimore, did you stay close to home for college? What did you study?
Yeah, so I went to school for undergraduate at University of Maryland College Park, which is just 40 minutes outside of the city. And when I went for orientation, actually, it was the first time that I had traveled really outside of the city, other than visiting relatives in New York and down south, but never had went to a college to visit or anything like that. So it was 40 minutes outside, so very close to home at University of Maryland College Park. Now, when I started, when I was in high school, I was really good at math and science, but didn't know what I wanted to do when I graduated. And my counselor at high school said, "Well, why don't you study engineering?" And really, I had no idea what it was. I had always admired astronauts and aerospace engineering.
Wow.
And I wanted to be the first African American woman astronaut. And so I decided at that time, he said he introduced all of these different disciplines in engineering. And I still didn't know what it was. And he said, "Well, why don't you do aerospace engineering?" And I just, naively said, "Okay." I was like, "Okay, we'll do aerospace engineering." Well, needless to say, I was not prepared for engineering at all. Doesn't matter what discipline it was. And also, I was not the first African American woman to reach study engineering or become an astronaut. That was Dr. Mae Jemison,
Oh,
the
wow.
first African American astronaut. But I had taken my first flight during the time while I was in school, never been on an airplane, and I got so sick that
Oh, no.
I don't think I can be an astronaut. So I changed my major. I stayed in engineering for whatever reason. I changed from aeronautical engineering to electrical engineering.
Wow.
And it took me a long time to graduate because I, as I mentioned, I was not prepared for the curriculum, but I persevered. I worked through the failures. It didn't take, I graduated in 6 years, not four, but I stayed in and I earned my undergraduate in electrical engineering from University of Maryland College Park.
Wow. What an amazing story. At Seton Hall, we have this wonderful motto, hazard zet forward, advance despite difficulty. You're certainly a model of hazard zet forward. We're so blessed to have someone of your real, and thank God for Monday today. We'll keep the story going here because you graduate the University of Maryland. Now, after college, did you work for someone else or did you just start Minky Blue right from there?
No, so after college, I moved to Philadelphia. I got a job in at electrical in excuse me, General Electric at the time.
Oh, wow.
General Electric, who was later bought out in this area by Lockheed Martin. So I worked for Lockheed Martin, the aerospace company, for about 9 to 10 years in the Philadelphia region. And while I was in school, I decided to go back to school and got my master's in electrical engineering.
Oh my goodness. So you got an undergrad and then you went for a master's.
I
Well,
went for a master's degree.
was this Cheryl in Philadelphia that you went for the master's? What school did you do or what program did you do there?
I went to Drexel. I got my master's degree from
Wow.
University. So I just kept going, and then one day I was laid off. I was laid off.
Well, I'm glad you can laugh about that. Wow.
Well, everything turned around. God in God's order and God's footstep, and was laid off. It wasn't funny back then, of course, but that's when I started my nonprofit organization. I started a nonprofit after I was laid off. And what led me to do that, as I mentioned, my mom was a single mom,
Yeah.
and she had always wanted to go to college. And she had actually got accepted at Penn State. But at the time, my grandmother said, "Well, you're not going anywhere. You have to stay home and raise this child." And so she
Oh,
wouldn't be
wow.
able to go to school. And the, you know, we understand that oftentimes when you don't have the education, you don't have access to job opportunities, which made it
Sure.
for us. So I started a nonprofit to help low-income single moms in college pay for childcare so that they can stay in school and
Oh,
earn their
wow.
degree. Yeah, I did that for about 10 to 12 years. I raised money to support these moms because I understood, you know, how education impact the dynamics of a family. Right.
Sure.
When the mom go to college, that impacts the children are likely to go to college and so on. And so I wanted to make a difference because we have brilliant young women who just can't afford college tuition and childcare. Childcare is like, you know, a mortgage.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
So,
I did that for a number of years. So I awarded over $3 million to over 500 student parents.
oh
In
my gosh, that is absolutely amazing. So here you are
brilliant.
with these two engineering degrees, and you use all that, not and you start this incredible nonprofit. Oh, what an
It
amazing.
was amazing. You know, as I think about it, I just think about how God has directed me and all the things that I've done and how amazing it is and the impact that those scholarships has had and is having on the moms the years later. So I'm saying years ago because now I get invited to weddings. The kids that were three
Oh, wow.
olds are now college graduates. So just amazing.
The impact that you've had, Shrill, is so incredible, that's for sure. Now, I'm sure our listeners are getting excited because I teased it a little bit. Share with us, please, where, how your entrepreneurial story started with Minky Blue. Tell us all about it, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So while I was working with the moms, I would see them carrying their diaper bag and their book bag and sometimes a purse. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm taking the train in the city. I'm going into the office and I got my lunch bag, I got my purse, I got my laptop bag.
Oh
So
my gosh.
so I was struggling carrying two or three bags. They were carrying all kinds of bags. And I look around the train and women got shoes in their bags. And
Oh my.
I was like, we carry way too many bags. And so that's how I kind of started this whole idea with this bag, this organizational bag that I had in mind, because I wanted to be able to carry my shoes and separate it from my purse essentials. I didn't want my banana touching my lap, getting smacked
Sure,
on
absolutely.
my laptop. So it's just, I believe, and you had mentioned, you know, at the beginning, the give people hope and inspiration and peace. And I just believe that when we have faith and we believe in our abilities that we and through God's guidance that we could do just about anything. You know, if we stick to it and if we just believe that we are able to do it. And even though that whole transition, you know, I'm engineering, never did a nonprofit, learned how to do that. And then all of a sudden, I want to make bags. And got a few laughs at, like, why are you're an engineer? Why do you want to make, and it was diaper bags at that time. Why do you want to make diaper bags? And, you know, I allowed fear to set in for a little bit because I was like, I don't know anything about handbag designs and I don't know anything about manufacturing or marketing or anything like that. But it just stayed with me for a while. It's like you have two engineering degrees. You can figure
Exactly. Oh,
this thing
this
out.
is amazing, the path that God has taken you down, utilizing those 2 degrees, no doubt about that. I'm very curious, I'm sure our listeners are, Cheryl, what does your day-to-day look like?
Oh, it's different. It's different every day. There's never
Wow.
day. Let's see. Today I've already started my day meeting with people. We're changing the website. So working with someone to help change the website. I have some meetings coming up today with some buyers at the store. You know what? You mentioned where I was selling, but I'm also selling in Macy's. The bags are available in Macy's.
What? Oh my goodness. Our campus is right above me. I'm going to go look for them, certainly. That is awesome.
Well, we're in 10 stores across the country. So I'm not sure where you are. They are in those Macy's, but you
Okay.
definitely can get it on Macy's.com. It's at Herald Square. It's in a few other stores in the New York area. It's about
Wow. Oh,
New York.
that's absolutely awesome. So, as you say, your day to day could change daily, because when
Yeah.
you're a successful entrepreneur like you, there's always something to do, it sounds like.
There's always something to do. There's always something happening and breaking, or, you know, there are a lot of ups and downs in this journey. Absolutely.
Do I understand you've actually patented this bag?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? When I started doing my research, because I knew that if I wanted to make a handbag, I had to differentiate what I wanted to do from everything on the market, because handbags are oversaturated, you know? And if you're going to come out with a new brand that nobody knows about, Minky Blue, I mean, you don't know about it. So how are you going to differentiate from everything else on the market? So with my engineering degree, I put a shelf in the middle of my bag to separate and organize. Let me see, I could show it to you right here. Let me
That
grab.
is wonderful, certainly. Wow. And
Yeah,
I'll describe this to our listeners, certainly,
yeah.
as you're showing. Oh my goodness, a shelf right in the middle of the bag. So that
Bag that you can open up, it converts. This is where the patent is. You zip it up, you put your purse essentials on the top. I was zipping it up, put my purse essentials on the top there, and or I can open it up and use the whole extension of the bag. But in the back part of the bag, I have my little lunch bag
Oh
in here.
my goodness gracious.
I have my lunch is separate from my purse essentials here. I could put my shoes down here. I could put a change of clothes down here, and all
Oh,
of that is
wow.
separate from everything here. And then I could put my laptop right here. So,
It's amazing what you're able to fit into one of these bags, sir. This is absolutely brilliant, Cheryl, no doubt about
yeah.
that. And
Thank you.
I
I'm
could
gonna.
see how you would need an engineering background to put that all together. You would never know when looking from the outside of the bag or what it would fit. Absolutely incredible. Now,
Yeah.
I'm sure that there's no perfect job or vocation. Is there maybe one least favorite aspect of being an entrepreneur?
It's, you know, it is the least favorite is the part when things don't go like you want them to go. There are a lot of challenges, failures along the way, and you know, oftentimes I get discouraged. Sometimes I was like, why am I doing this? And so it's all of those things, because I do question. I think a lot of entrepreneurs will at some point question themselves, because things can become very difficult and hard. So those are the times when it's the least favorite thing about running a business, is that when things fail.
Sure,
Yeah.
sure. Well, as we said before, you're a great role model of hazards at forward, advance despite difficulty. So, with all your courage, you push through, certainly. There are a couple of values, maybe one or two values, Shrill, that when you're building the business that you want to build, that you think are really the most important. Is there a value or two in particular that's really important to Minky Blue and you?
Yeah, I think about transparency with that question, being honest with my customers, having integrity. And the reason why I say that, because early on, and even today, I might do what is considered a pre-order. So people will make a purchase before I even have the bags on hand. So I will order the bags from the manufacturer. And so being transparent or being honest with the customer is important, because things happen at the port, or if things are late or something like that, I don't want to tell my customer that it's going to be here at one day or during this week when I know it's going to be another month. So
Wow.
building up that trust factor with your customer, I think, is really, really important. Offering excellent customer service, because the customer is what is building the business, and yeah, you definitely want to be as transparent as possible with your customer. Be open and honest. People love to follow the journey, and when they understand that things happen in your business and you let them know, then they can appreciate you more.
That's absolutely terrific. Now, as we mentioned in the beginning of the episode, March, we're at the end of March here, Women's History Month. Why do you think, Sheryl, is it important to acknowledge women's history? Share with us, please.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's really important, because we oftentimes are not given the credit or that we deserve. There are many accomplishments that we've made over the years. And so it's important to know that we are able to do the things that we've just been doing amazing. When I think about engineering at all, and I look at my field that has been predominantly male, white men field, and then as an African American woman to be able to do that. And I talked about Dr. Mae Jemison and all of her accomplishments as the first African American female astronaut. Then we need to understand the history of what women have contributed to society and all that we do to make a difference in the world for a better place for all of us.
So much, Sterling. Even you describe your grandmother and your mother and many, many women, my mother certainly, and sisters, people that are everyday people that are not famous, but their legacy just lives on,
Yeah,
literally.
absolutely.
No doubt about that. I'm sorry to say time is short. We've only got about 7 minutes, but I've still got some important questions, Sheryl, to ask you if that's okay with you.
Sure.
I have a feeling out there, this conversation, it's very much inspiring me. I'm sure we've got some female entrepreneur wannabes out there that whetting the appetite. How about a few tips that you would give to an aspiring female entrepreneur, please?
Well, I think the first one that I always share is what my mother told me, is that nothing beats a failure but a try. Oftentimes we, yeah, oftentimes we allow fear to keep us from pushing through and persevering, but we'll never know if we'll be successful at anything if we don't make that first step. So it's really about making that first step and then being consistent, and persevering through all of that, and staying with it, and believing and having faith in your abilities to do anything that you set your mind to.
I sense you're an incredible woman of faith, Cheryl. Did you want to share a little bit about that, please, and what that role that plays in you, sir?
Yeah, is the scripture, Hebrews 11:1, it talks about faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And God can give you a vision. We all have ideas, but it's the difference between the person that has an idea and execute, and the person that has an idea and just let it go. Because as humans, we experience similar problems. So if God gives you that idea and you don't do anything with it, guess what? He's going to give somebody else the idea that he knows will bring it to fruition.
Wow, isn't that something? Hey, your story is so amazing to go from one engineering degree to a second to a nonprofit to now a successful entrepreneur. Again, we're so graced to have you with us today on Thank God for Monday. You are a successful female entrepreneur, so you could certainly just rest on your laurels. But I got a feeling that you have some things in mind for yourself next, and certainly from Minky Blue. What's your vision for the future, please, if you don't mind me asking?
Sure. The vision for the future for Minky Blue is really to grow the brand internationally. I have buyers internationally, but I want to have distributors internationally. So that's the next thing for Minky Blue. For me personally, I love traveling, so I want to be able to travel more and enjoy my family. You know, family is so important. So it's very simple, travel more and enjoy my family and
Oh.
continue creative.
Oh, that's so awesome. And did you say you really want to do more things on the international market? Wow.
Yep.
Very exciting, and no doubt about that. We're almost at the end of March here. However, there's a whole lot of 2023 left. How do you recommend, please, we celebrate the rest of Women's History Month, not only the end of March, but beyond? Share with us your thoughts, please.
Yeah, just support women in your family. You know, that auntie, like you mentioned, the grandmother, the sister who have done something significant in your life, show them appreciation and then show appreciation to the women-owned businesses in your own community. I think that would be a great help and support to people.
Oh, that is a terrific idea. There's no doubt about that. I've saved the most important question for last. How and where can our loyal listeners best support and follow you and your business? Please share.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm on social media on Instagram and TikTok at Minky Blue. And then my website is minkyblue.com.
Okay, let me spell this out for our listeners so they'll know exactly where to reach you and reach this great products of yours. MINKEE, no space, blue, BLUE.
Yeah.
Listeners, no excuse here. We've got a great Franciscan on our show today. She could have held on to the good. What did she do? She shared the good. She reached fearlessly deep inside herself and said, I have a concept for this wonderful products of mine, and I'm going to go through and be a role model of Hazard's Edge Forward and bring them to market. And she has done that. I have just described to you the bag. Check this bag out. It makes a fabulous gift. I know I'm biased, but I look at it. It makes a fabulous gift. So buy one for yourself and buy a whole bunch for others, certainly, because again, this is the kind of product that makes life easier for the women, and that's what we really need to do because too many women are way overworked, overtaxed, overstressed. This is the product that'll make their lives more joyful, easy, and fun as well. Sherelle Mosey, we can't thank you enough for
Oh, thank
being gracing our airwaves today, and thank God for Monday. We've been enlightened. Yeah, we've been inspired. You really inspired me because my life, and the listeners know part of this, for the first 45, 50 years, I was just so fear laden, I didn't do anything. And then
you.
becoming a Franciscan brother, God changed my life. But I'm so glad at such a much earlier age, God has transformed you to be this wonderful entrepreneur who loves to give back and give to others, certainly through your products and more importantly, through your presence. And through your talking, certainly. So, thanks for gracing us today. We wish you continued joy, success, happiness with this great line of work, this great line of products, and just the great person that you are and the role model of Hazard's Edge Forward that you are for us.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you.
Listeners, guess what? Once again, we're out of time. Greg's saying our hope and prayer is that when you wake up on Monday morning, just like Shrill does, you'll say, thank God, for Monday. Listeners, until next week's episode, have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.